We hear you singing along. Don't stop now. It's only going to get better. This is Eagle Concert Classics on 106.9 The Eagle.
And we're back on a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode part 3. Lots of great bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, although a lot of great bands that aren't in there yet, hopefully soon. This band was inducted in 2007, originally called Mammoth, but they changed it after finding out that another band had that name already. So David Lee Roth decided to use the name Van Halen, although Eddie and Alex didn't like the idea. Although if you have a really cool last name like Van Halen, why not? This song was Van Halen's very first number one hit in the U.S. and their only number one with David Lee Roth as a lead singer. From their 1984 album, 1984, here's Jump.
It's for you! Yeah!
hot tonight. Yeah, it's rainy season, baby. I'm never sure whether it's the heat or the humidity. I kind of like both. Yeah. So I'm going to reach down between my legs. Nihon style. Gently but surely ease the seat back. You having a good time? This is your first time in Tokyo, isn't it, Wolf? First time, hajimete!
You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. That was Van Halen with Panama, one of the last Van Halen songs recorded with David Lee Roth as the lead singer. The lyrics for that song came about after somebody told David Lee Roth, you know, he only writes songs about sex, drugs, and fast cars. Dave realized that he had never actually written a song about fast cars, so he said, you know what, I'm going to write one. Challenge accepted. So he started working on the lyrics to Panama, and the rest is history. The next band up was inducted in 2016, and they held the Guinness Book of World Records title of World's Loudest Band from 1975 to 1976. I'm talking about Deep Purple. The song I'm going to play was based on a real event, a fire that took place at a casino in Montreux, Switzerland. The band was just about ready to start recording their album there after a Frank Zappa concert, but somebody fired a flare gun at the ceiling and burnt the whole place down. The members of Deep Purple were in the audience for the show, so they saw it all happen. They watched the blaze from a nearby restaurant, and when the fire died down, a layer of smoke was on Lake Geneva, and then smoke on the water was born.
Thank you.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Deep Purple with Smoke on the Water. This band influenced the next band I'm going to play. Def Leppard, finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. Their very first concert was a room in a spoon factory in Sheffield, England. And only six people were there. Can you imagine being at the first Def Leppard concert? The first song up is off the Pyromania album. And this is a fun fact that I just learned today. Thomas Dolby played keyboard on that album. Yeah, like Blinded Me with Science, Thomas Dolby. But he's credited as Booker T. Boffin. I thought that was kind of funny. From 1983, here's Photograph.
You're the only one. morning. We got something to say. We got
Flying the Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, and that was Def Leppard with Rock of Ages. Something funny about that song, the beginning where they're counting off and it sounds like German, well, it doesn't mean anything. Producer Mutt Lange got tired of counting the band in 1, 2, 3, 4, so he just started making up nonsense. The band sometimes likes to make up crazy stories about what it means, but really, it doesn't mean anything. And now you know. Join me next Saturday at 7 p.m. for another edition of Eagle Concert Classics. Next week, I've got band names with colors in them. It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. But if you do miss it, you can always check out a rerun at 1069theeagle.com under Eagle Concert Classics. I have the last few weeks of shows there, so you can check them out. And if there's something you want to hear or you have a fun idea for a theme, you can always email me at erin@1069theeagle.com. I'd love to hear your ideas.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions, the mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company. For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.